think what happened is that Delaney took a bike from someone associated with Kyle. I think.
A bike?
A bike. So I think that's what happened. And this wasn't in evidence, but I believe that a phone call was made to Kyle and his associates, and then they began to hunt for Delaney and eventually found him at Leavegrave because they would know where he was heading. Found him at Leavegrave, and Kyle was the driver, admitted he was the driver, with five other boys in the car, four other boys in the car, and a moped rider following the car. Found him near Vincent Road. Delaney was riding away at speed, and the criminal crime investigator said that the car went on the pavement, and the bike, back of the bike wheel, got trapped under the car, under the BMW. It was a stolen BMW, and Delaney hit the car a couple of times on the left-hand side, and then he hit the brick post on the wall and then bounced off the post and into the car. The car sped away. Kyle agreed with that evidence, that he did go onto the pavement, four wheels onto the pavement, and that he wanted to scare him, he said.
I was going to ask you what you know of his intentions. I mean, were his intentions to mow Delaney down in that car, or was it...
It's very difficult, Jonathan, to ascertain at the moment of impact what was in an individual's mind. But I think the jury came out with the right decision, and that decision was intended to seriously cause bodily harm. So I wouldn't go as far as to say he went out to kill him, but to cause serious bodily harm, because obviously you got a ton car versus a bike, so you know, wanted to hurt him.
That kind of behavior to most of us is so extreme, and it's just so awful. It's not the rational behaviour of anyone. I mean, we all have disputes with people. When you're a man, I'm a man. When we were young men, we probably had disputes with other young men, and things can get out of hand. You can have arguments. You don't start getting in a car and trying to mow someone down when you've had that argument. Would you say that Delaney was hanging around with a bunch of young men who were out of control or had a completely warped sense of what was reasonable behaviour?
No. We're working with these young men, particularly my son is working with these young men in the recording studio. And generally, they're normal, loving young men. When they're together as a group, they have a lot of banter, have a lot of laughs. If there is situations that they feel that they have to defend, or lack of respect by others, then they will then defend that. And if, you know, if they're being attacked, they will attack back. And so, you know, it's normal kids. We're talking about between the ages of 15 and 20, 21, in terms of what my grandson hanged them out with.
So Kyle is now serving, he's serving 24 years as a minimum, I understand, in prison for killing your grandson. Have your feelings towards him and his family, have they changed at all during the process of the court case? I mean, I would imagine to start with there was a level of hatred, certainly towards Kyle Beckford.
After speaking to the family, straight off the back, there was forgiveness. It's a young person that's been caught up. There's a many different reasons, you know, and not just Lucy Farm, Marsh Farm situation, society in general. And you've got a kid who's been caught up into whatever he's been caught up. Someone said the other day he was dragged up. And so from the back, from the off, I've said we've forgiven him.